Thank you for calling BIMCO. Our office hours are 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time or wait for the operator. For accounting, press 102. For Scott, press 103. For Elroy, press 104. Or Lewis, press 106. Thank you for calling.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Good morning, Bing a Machine.
Hi, is Pamela in?
This is she.
Hey, Pamela, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I just wanted to give you a call, let you know that I just received the packet that you mailed with the tax return and the bank statements in there.
Uh-huh.
So I have everything. I'm starting to kind of process it right now. I did have a question for you. Are you able to send me a copy of the 2015 tax extension?
I don't have that. So the CPA has that, and I don't know how quickly I can get it.
Oh, okay.
They're doing that in next month. Next month is, you know, when they're going to do that. So,
okay.
But I don't have a copy of the extension.
Okay, I think for right now I can work off the 2014 tax return. Just the next step in the process, it's probably going to be required, so I thought I'd ask for it. But
so what's the likelihood of, I mean, the lowest rate that you think you can come up with?
Well, you know, that I'm not entirely sure on. I mean, usually, I mean, we start anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar and work from there, but it's going to depend on, you know, the term that's chosen.
Yeah.
So I know, speaking with Lewis, I wasn't exactly clear on the type of term if he was looking for, if it was the shorter or the longer term. But what I was going to do is give him a couple different options to choose from. So it'll pretty much vary depending on that.
Because he's definitely looking at a, I don't know, it's something like a 2 point something. So it's pretty low.
Okay.
So I don't know how long the term is, but he definitely has another, you know, option he's looking at, just so you know.
sure. Okay. All right. Yeah,
so,
I can, I mean, I'm obviously going to shoot to try to get the best that I can for it, so.
Yeah, and definitely I would do it, you know, in the next couple of weeks if you could, because I know that in mid-August he's looking to, you know, he's going to need that.
Okay.
Pretty much when he's looking to get the money for the solar panels.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then one more question for you. You might be able to answer for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the process of, you know, putting all this
uh-huh.
in. On the application, there was one section that he left out. It's just for the business location. Do you guys own or do you rent the location?
He owns this building.
Okay, that's what I thought. I mean, he was putting solar panels on it, so.
Yeah, exactly. And they're talking over 400. So
yeah.
It's a huge building.
yeah, I remember he was telling me about how much energy it uses, and I was like, that's just amazing.
Yeah, he's about over 40 years, and I think in this location, you know, at least 30, but I know he's been in business over 40, and so he's had this building for a while.
Okay, do you know, is there a monthly mortgage payment on it, or is it owned outright?
I mean, I do pay $10,000 a month to their trust. So I want to say that really it's, you know, because the business is paying the trust $10,000 a month, which actually ends in October. So I'm pretty sure he owns it outright, and it's just money that's going into their family trust.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you know, I've only been here a few months, but that's, I took over for somebody who retired. He was here 16 years.
Oh, nice.
So I don't have all the details yet, but.
Sure. And you know what? That actually, that might explain why he left it blank, because it only gives two options for mortgaged or rented. If it's owned outright, that would justify living.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think it is, and I think that money just goes straight into their family trust. So it's, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I think it's outright, yeah.
Okay, well, that's just about all the information I need right here to get things started. I'll go ahead and, you know, get the process moving, and I'll... You know, I know Lewis has been somewhat difficult to get a hold of at times. We've spoken multiple times, but is there, I don't know, are you a good person to stay in contact with, or does
Lewis
prefer?
I think so, and here's the deal. They've been traveling a lot. They've had a lot of little trips, and now they're moving into their new house today.
Okay. Nice.
So he just got the keys, and, I mean, that's going to take them probably at least a week or 10 days because, you know, he's no spring chicken. So they have to have a lot of help, and I know it's going to take them. I mean, he says, oh, I'm going to be starting to move today, but... You know, he's 76. Trust me, he's not going to be doing a lot.
So it's a slow start, yeah.
It's going to be slow. He'll probably be taking a few boxes over there. So this is going to go on for at least a week or 10 days. So
okay.
It is.
That's good to know.
He just doesn't work all the time, and it's random, you know, and he'll come in for a couple hours and leave. So it's a little random. But, yeah, you can always, you know, at least get me, and I can reach him somehow or get a message to him, because at least I will see him and, you know, at some point.
Okay, that's probably a more organized approach, so I'll probably go that way.
Okay,
well, I appreciate all the feedback. It really does help.
Will you enjoy your beach on the Cardiff?
I promise.
Not jealous
I
or anything, but enjoy that.
All right. Hey, you do the best over there, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.